Praise the Lord. Joy. Power. Miracle. Deliverance. Explosion. It's happening everywhere. Here on our grounds, it's happening. To you, it is happening. And you've had testimonies from all over. It's happening. Today is day number 5. By the way, power, 5 letters. By the way, faith, 5 letters. Amen. Glory, 5 letters. Today is the day of faith, the day of power, and the day of glory. And the heavens will open upon your life. And then anywhere there is any work of the devil, it is destroyed tonight in Jesus' name. You will carry miracle, go back home. Salvation, go back home. Deliverance, go back home. And all the desires of your heart, the Lord will overload you with blessings tonight in Jesus' name. Even me, I will not miss my own. I said, me, I will not miss my own. It will get to you. You will receive. You will embrace. You will possess tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we come tonight expecting. And we know that today will not be like any other day. It will be a special day, a spectacular day, a day of explosion in every life in Jesus' name. That thing in your brain, I command that turbulence in that brain, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that tonight, as your word, the word of power, comes forth, I pray that your power will be manifested in every soul, every spirit, every body, everyone, in Jesus' name. Magnify the name of Jesus in every location, in this Alpha location, in every life, even tonight. A night of performance. A night of wonders. A night of manifestation. Lord, we know it is done. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in the blessing of the Lord. Tonight, we come again for the great miracle explosion. Tonight, our message centers on the great miracle of our glorious escape. The great miracle of our glorious escape. That escape means something has been pursuing us, pursuing you. And there you look right, left, forward, backward, looks like the power of the one chasing you is so great and so high, formidable, and you do not know where to run. Escape. And all of a sudden, Jesus Christ stands between you and the enemy. And he becomes your bodyguard, your protector. And then the enemy sees the Lord mighty in battle, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, between you and himself. And the devil said, I can't catch this man again. I can't catch this woman again. This boy is escaping today. This girl is escaping today. Jesus is the way and is the path. Is the barrier between you and the enemy, and you are going to have a glorious escape in Jesus' name. The great miracle of our glorious escape. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. The glorious thing about you, every one of us here, and the glorious thing about all our brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors online, is that we pay attention to the word of God. And God is happy with you. And God is happy with everyone, because we're giving an earnest heed to the things which we're hearing. And it says, lest at any time we should let them sleep. We get into trouble when we allow the word of faith to slip away from us, when we don't remember, when we abandon the word of faith, and now we're crying and shedding tears and fasting and rolling on the ground, and we allow the word of faith which we have heard to slip away, we get into trouble. When we allow the word of power, the word of all possibilities, when we allow that to slip away from us, and then we're looking at other things, we're occupied with other things, and our minds are cluttered with other things, that's when trouble comes. And that's when all the works of the devil, they are not easily destroyed. We get into trouble when we allow the word of hope to get away from us. And then we become hopeless and helpless. And we're looking at our condition. And we're looking at our feeling. And we allow the word of faith, the word of power, the word of faith, and the word of love, and the word of hope to slip away from us. We get into trouble when we allow the word of love, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, as you believe on the Lord, you will not perish. But the thoughts of perishing, the thoughts of dying, and the thoughts of dying in premature death take hold of us when we forget his word of love, and we allow that to slip away from us, lest at any time we should let the word sleep. Look at verse 2. It says in verse 2, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, the word spoken by angels. The word of God comes to us in various ways. Number one, it comes from man, a prophet. Number two, it comes from angels. Number three, it comes from Christ, our Savior. And it says the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Look at that word there, steadfast. The word, steadfast. Sickness will not be steadfast if the word is steadfast in your soul. One sentence from Christ. One sentence through Christ, from Christ through the angel. One sentence from Christ through the apostle. One sentence that he gives you. If you allow that word to be steadfast in your heart, every sickness will vanish away. every disease will vanish away. All the works of the devil, everything will be destroyed and taken away in your life in Jesus' name. You know, some people say, I've been praying, I am not saved. And they say it's because their sins are too deep, their sins are too high, that's why they are not saved. No. Some people say, I am not saved because, you know, I wasn't born in a Christian home. That's not the reason you are not saved. Other people say, I am not saved because the example of evil and the power of evil is so strong around me. No, that's not the reason you are not saved. You are not saved because you do not allow the word of salvation to remain steadfast in your heart. He has said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that word remains steadfast in your heart, you wake up, you say, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It appears you are powerless against your sin. You remember, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It appears the temptation, the trial to do bad, to do evil is becoming stronger and stronger. And you remember, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once the word is steadfast in your heart, salvation is yours. Deliverance is yours. Healing is yours. And then he tells us in verse 3, he said in verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect? It's provided. It's given. It's sent forth from heaven. But if we neglect, if we reject, if we toss aside, if we play, gamble with the word of his salvation and the word of his love, if we, that word if means it's not everybody that is going to gamble, that is going to joke, that is going to toss aside, but if we, I will not neglect the great salvation. I will not neglect so great salvation. You know what the Lord is saying? He's saying, the same kind of salvation I gave to Paul the apostle, that's the same kind of salvation I'm giving you. So great salvation. Saul, that became Paul, never thought in his life he could ever be saved. Injurious man, a blasphemous man, a murderer, a terrible man, a wicked man. He never thought salvation will ever come to him, but he got salvation. So great salvation. And it's the same, so great salvation. Maybe you thought you'll never be saved. You thought you'll never be forgiven. It's that same so great salvation the Lord is offering you today. I will receive. I will receive. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? You know, some people think this salvation, is it not a new thing for young people, for Bible study groups in secondary schools? This one, the Lord himself began to speak about it. It says, so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. It's a confirmation that came from heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ, and then it is confirmed. How confirmed? Look at verse 4. It says in verse 4, God also bearing witness. It's a salvation that Christ provided. Is there so great salvation that comes to you? Is there so great salvation that the apostles spoke about? Is so great salvation that God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders and diverse different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Salvation, your salvation in particular, is the will of God. Amen. Your deliverance is the will of God. Your healing is the will of God. Look inward. Is there any doubt in your heart about whether God wants you to get to heaven or not? Settle this now once and forever. Your salvation, which gives you the ticket to get to heaven. I'm looking at somebody there. Your salvation, which is your ticket to get to heaven, is the will of God. You are getting there. I am getting there. That's why I come to you tonight to remind you and to reveal to you and to let you know that there's the great miracle of your glorious escape. There are three things we're looking at here. Number one is the great question. Number two is the glorious, the gracious qualifier. And number three is the glorious quickening. Number one, the great question everyone must answer. The great question everyone must answer. You'll answer that question today. Those who don't answer that question in life will face that question when they get to the other side of eternity. But for you, you will offer the answer today. The great question everyone must answer. Number two is the gracious qualifier. Everyone should accept. There's no other qualifier. Nobody can make you fit for heaven. Nobody has any other avenue, any other way by which you are qualified for heaven. Only one. There's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. That gracious qualifier everyone should accept. As you receive him, as you accept him, that he is the only qualifier, it will qualify you for heaven. I said it will qualify you for heaven, but everyone should accept. Number three, the glorious quickening, you will come alive. I said, you will come alive. Your soul will come alive. Your spirit will come alive. Your body will come alive. That dead brain will come alive. Every part of you, within and without, he quickens us. He makes us come alive. The resurrection power, the power that raised Christ from the dead indwells us and it quickens us and we come alive. And we remain alive from now until we see the living Christ face to face in heaven in Jesus' name. The glorious quickening everyone can appropriate. Appropriate and say, yes, it's mine. Yes, it's my Savior. Yes, it's my Redeemer. Yes, I own him. I accept him. I appropriate everything he means to me from Calvary. Yes, I say yes. Yes, God says yes. Yes, heaven says yes. Yes, Christ says yes. What you appropriate, I give unto you. We are going to have it tonight in Jesus' name. Number one, the great question everyone must answer. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That's the question. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What does that mean? You need to understand the question before you can offer an answer. The Lord Jesus Christ himself has assured us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The devil is pursuing everyone on earth, and he comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. He's a destroyer, he's a murderer, he's a thief. How will you escape the thief that wants to steal your joy, wants to steal your power, wants to steal every good thing in your life? How will you escape if you neglect so great salvation? How will you escape the killer? He comes to kill. How will you escape the destroyer? He comes to destroy. The question you must answer is, who is a match to that killer? Who is a match to that murderer? Who is a match to that thief? Who is a match to wicked Satan? And he's pursuing everybody. And he's pursuing the young and the old. And no matter how fast you can run, he runs faster. No matter where you hide, is everywhere. He sends his demons and devils to look for people and fish them out. Now, if you don't have Christ, if you don't have the Savior, if you don't have the salvation, how will you escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, the Apostle Peter tells us, he says, be vigilant and be sober. Because your adversary, the devil, he walks about and is roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, destroy, exterminate, and put out of life. Now, how shall we escape the devourer? And it's no respecter of persons. He does not pity women. It does not pity widows. It does not pity orphans. It does not pity the poor. It comes at everyone, and he wants to devour. He wants to destroy. It's very wicked. How shall we escape that wicked one if we neglect so great salvation? It's a question you must answer. The Lord said, he planted good seed in his field, and then tares came up to destroy, to deface, and to totally rubbish the whole crop. And the disciples came and they said, didn't you plant good seed in your field? Where came the tares? And the Lord said, the enemy has done that. Maybe you go to church, maybe you read the Bible, and good things are planted in your heart, and you have a great, great vision, and you say, I'm going to climb up, I'm going to be there. And while men slept, the enemy will come and plant bad things, evil things, bad luck, evil in everyone's life. Everyone that says, I want my field, I want my heart to totally belong to the Lord. And Jesus said, that enemy is the devil. And now the question is, You think you have a good intention, and you have a good plan, you have a good proposal, and you have a good kind of goal that you have said, I'll be here, and that enemy comes and he sows tears on your field. How will you escape that? If you neglect so great salvation, the only one that can prevent you from being totally devoured and taken by the devil and then to tear your life apart, the only one that can do that is Jesus that overcame him. He overcame him at the time of temptation. He overcame him all through his life. And he said, the prince of this world cometh, and he findeth nothing in me. And he overcame him on the cross. And he said, it is finished. That's the only one. No other son or daughter of Adam and Eve can overcome the devil. In the day, he's always operating. In the night, he's always operating. And there's a question for you to answer. How will I escape if I neglect so great salvation? The word of God says that Christ, the Son of God, is come that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil in the head that turns somebody mental. The works of the devil that makes the belly to be swollen like this because of something that is there, which is the property of the devil. The work of the devil that seizes the hand and the feet and it cannot function. The works of the devil that is crawling over the body. Christ came, is the only one. No other man can destroy the works of the devil. Now, that wicked devil is going all about, and they're seeking what they will devour, and he's gunning for you. He's looking for you. Now, what confidence do you have? Here is the great question everyone must answer. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The world in which we live is an evil world. And we're told Christ, that's Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, he came to deliver us from this evil world. The world is evil in their character. The world is evil in their hatred. The world is evil. And the world doesn't like the promotion of another person, the success of another person, the joy of another person. Once the world sees that you're joyful, you're happy, you've gotten married, you're happy, you have children, you're happy, you have job, you're happy, you have a new property, you're happy, they want to put sand in your eyes. And they don't want you to enjoy what you have. The wickedness of the world, how shall we escape? The wicked world, the evil world, if we neglect so great salvation, then after people have suffered here on earth, there is suffering, eternal suffering, waiting for the unconverted, waiting for the people that neglect salvation here on earth. That man, he was a rich man. He heard all about that. And Lazarus, the poor man, was at his gate. And he walked in. He said, you say you are serving God? Look at your condition. I'm not serving God. I don't know about salvation. I don't know about eternal life. All I see is today. And then he died. And he went to the other side. He was thirsty. He needed not just a glass of water, a drop of water to quench his thirst over there. He couldn't call on Jesus. He couldn't call on God. He called on Abraham. I need water here. I'm being tormented here. And Abraham said, no way. You should have got that. The living water, the water of life on earth, and then you will not have been there. That salvation that brings eternal life, and the water of joy, of peace, and the water of refreshing, and the water of cleansing through the blood of the Lamb. You should have got that when you're on earth. You neglected that. Now, you couldn't escape that final, eternal, perennial, everlasting punishment that is waiting for every man that is born into this world. This world is just a period of probation. At the end of this period of probation, we'll go and face the Almighty God. When you come before His throne, before the throne of the judgment of God, if you've not got salvation, here is the great question everyone must answer. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Answer that today and say, Lord, you are my answer. You are my solution. You are my Savior. How will I escape? I escape because I will not neglect Christ. I will not neglect so great salvation. I will not neglect eternal life. Lord Jesus, you are my Savior today. And you are my salvation today. You are the one that redeems me and set me free tonight. I answer the question, because I have Jesus, because I have the Savior, I will escape all the wickedness of men, all the cruelty of Satan, and all the punishment of eternity. I invite you today, and I say today, tonight is the night of your salvation, and to escape judgment, and to escape suffering, and to escape all the evil deeds of the devil here on earth, Jesus is yours. And you can have Him now. Jesus is yours, and He can save you now as you open your heart and say, Lord, here am I. I know I've heard you stand at the door and you knock at my door. Lord, I open the door. Come in. You'll be saved. I said, you'll be saved. And then Christ, the Savior, Christ, the Redeemer, Christ, the lover of your soul, will be the answer to the great question, how shall we escape? Through Christ, only Christ, Christ alone, without any other thing, for there is no name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, only the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Salvation for me today. Salvation for me today. Let me hear you. Salvation for me today. And then you will escape because of so great salvation. Point number two now. Point number two is the gracious qualifier everyone should accept. Now we need to understand. When Adam and Eve sinned, they became disqualified. And then they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. That's the Garden of Peace, the Garden of Joy, the Garden of Life, the Garden of Contentment, and the Garden of a well-pleasing life. They were driven out. And the first child they had was born outside the garden. And then the children that were being born outside the garden. Generations and generations of men and women, boys and girls, outside the garden of joy. Can you show me somebody on earth who has never cried? Nobody. Can you show me anybody on earth who has never been in despair and stress and distress? Nobody. Can you show me anybody on earth who has never had dissatisfaction and emptiness of life? Nobody. Why? Because everyone was born outside the garden of joy, the garden of peace, the garden of love, the garden of satisfaction, the garden of hope, the garden of rest. Everyone born outside. And that's why we become like stormy seas that can have no rest. In the morning, no rest. It's because I'm not married yet. Then we get married, no rest. It's because I don't have children yet. Then we have children, no rest. It's because I don't have my own personal house yet. We have a personal house. There is no rest. There is no peace. It's because I am living in the midst of people who know me. We're part to the people. Around the people that don't know us, we carry our problems with us. There is no rest. It's because I'm living in my country. Then we go to another country. In that other country, there's no rest. Why? Because every descendant, every offspring of Adam and Eve, outside the garden of peace, of joy, of rest, of love, of contentment, were born outside. That's why the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We come short of the goodness of God. We come short of the love of God. We come short of the peace, the pardon of God. We come short of the revelation and the reigning of Christ with us. We come short of every good thing that Adam and Eve had in the garden. What's the solution now? How can we qualify for this great sin we lost in the garden of Eden? There's only one way. There are many people that say many ways, many roads lead to Rome. Maybe that's true. But only one way that leads back to the garden of joy and the garden of peace and the garden of contentment. Christ is the way. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, the joy of the Father, the peace of the Father. The Father came in the cool of the day to have fellowship with Adam and Eve. They lost all that. And if we're coming back to that peaceful life and to that joyful life, and to that life of contentment, there is only one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man anywhere, no man here, no man in this country, no man in any country, no man in any continent, no man in that place where you are. My online friend, there's no man that can come back to the Father and the provision of the Father except by him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the gracious qualifier. He's the one that qualifies us. Why? How can he qualify us? He's the only one of the billions and trillions that have been born since the time of Adam until this time, is the only one, the only one without sin, the only one without an inroad of satanic power or influence in his life, is the only one that could say, which of you convinces me of sin? He's the only one that could say, the prince of this life, of this world, referring to Satan, cometh and he has nothing in me. He's the only one, as he was coming out of the water of baptism, that the Father said, this is my only beloved begotten Son, in whom I am well pleased. It's the only one, as he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses was there, Elijah was there, and here is Jesus. And Peter said, let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Immediately, the voice of the Father came from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Moses was there, God did not point to Moses. Elijah was there, God did not point to Elijah. He said, this is the one, is the only one appointed by God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, recognized by the angels of heaven, that had no sin. And then, what did he die? He died for your sin. Anybody who dies will be dying for their own sin. He did not have any sin to die for. He was perfect. Father, the Father acknowledged that he was perfect. And then he died. Why? For your sin. And the other one qualified to do that. And here is the Lord now, the gracious qualifier. Why gracious? Because he does it for everyone. As you come tonight, he will qualify you. As she comes tonight, he will qualify her. Online, anywhere you are, is the only one that can qualify you. And God never, never, never overlooks the qualification coming from Christ. Any other certificate you have, any other qualification you have, God will look at it. And the seal, the security line that ought to be there will not be there. But when God looks at how you are qualified that to receive Christ as your personal Savior, and he looks at that qualifying mark, and he sees the blood and the name and the nature of Christ, his only begotten Son, he'll say, come into peace. Come into joy. Come into satisfaction. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He will do it in your life. Look at Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now you might think, anybody could have said that. You might think, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those prophets might have said that. Not like that. Christ was conceived of the Holy Ghost. No other prophet like that. Christ was born of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. And that thing that shall come out of you shall be called the Son of the Highest. And then, as was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Holy Ghost, he lived his life all anointed by the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Holy Ghost upon him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has anointed me because you are more righteous than all other people. The Lord has anointed you. That's what the scripture says. He has been anointed. And the anointing had been upon him all the time. And then he said to preach, to proclaim the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If you are poor, he'll make you rich. Rich with grace. Rich with miracle. Rich with power. God, Christ, was rich, became poor for our sakes, that through his poverty we might become rich. The mercy of God will enrich your life. The grace of God will enrich your life. To preach or to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me. You know, many people were sent. Some did not want to go, like Jonah. Some went, and the people rejected. Stand, look, see, which is the good way, and walk ye in it. Jeremiah said, they rejected him, but were not. So he was willing to go, but rejected him. But now Christ came, and Christ has come to you. And the Father has sent him. And as he has sent him, he has saved millions and millions and millions of people. And there is still room for you. I said there is room for you. He sent him to heal the brokenhearted. Everything that has broken your heart, the Lord will mend that broken heart tonight in Jesus' name. And to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty. Christ was so sure that anyone that comes to him, he will set at liberty him or them that are bruised. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, it said, and he began to say unto them, he began to say unto them, and now he's beginning to say unto you. Where is he? Why is she there? Are you there? This day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? Fulfilled in your eyes? Fulfilled in your soul? Fulfilled in your spirit? This day, this scripture that says Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, our qualifier, the gracious qualifier, this day, is it fulfilled in your life that he qualifies you today? Welcome. 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 When Christ qualifies you, no angel can say you are disqualified. When he gives you salvation, no man, no woman can say, this one is fake. You will never get fake salvation from Christ. What he gives you tonight, heaven will stamp it that you are qualified now, qualified for heaven. Yes. Qualified for joy. Qualified for peace. Qualified for progress. Qualified for freedom. Qualified on earth. Qualified for paradise. Qualified for heaven. Praise the Lord, I am qualified. He is my gracious qualifier. As you come to him tonight, he will qualify you. Healing, of course. Deliverance, of course. Breaking of every yoke, of course. You are qualified tonight in Jesus' name. Number three now. In number three, the glorious quickening. Everyone can appropriate. The glorious quickening. Everyone can appropriate. That word appropriate just means, very simply, can take. That this is yours. There is salvation for Many people, everybody here tonight, just come. You're next on the line. You pick yours. Praise the Lord. Your dead soul is brought alive. And dead, next one come. Next one come. Who will be the next? Who will be the next? To call Jesus Savior and to say, Lord, I come. I know you are the only one that can grant me this quickening, coming alive. It will be yours in Jesus' name. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, hold on, Christ had been crucified by those soldiers, he had been rejected by those Pharisees and those Sadducees. They had condemned him and they had said he was blasphemy because he said he was the Son of God. And there on the cross, they said, if you are the Christ, come down from the cross. He could have come down from the cross, but for you. Because if he came down from the cross, your salvation will not be available. So he stayed there. And they thought he was weak. No, he was not weak. It's the vision of saving you that made him to stay on the cross. And then he died. And he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And then they took him down. All these people did not know, they didn't understand that this is exactly what he had said. He said, I will be taken by cruel hands and they will crucify me. And then he said, on the third day, I will rise again. It wasn't anything so surprising to God or to Christ. He knew he will rise again. He was there in the grave. And a big stone was put on the tomb. And then at the right time, you have a right time. Your time is now. That thing that bound you, that's the right time for that thing to be broken. That thing that seals you up like a big stone against your power to rise. That there's a good time. That time is tonight. At the right time, in due time, angels came from heaven. Does nobody pray to help, nobody there to help Jesus pray, to help Jesus come out of the grave? He had said, on the third day, I will rise again. He asked the power. And then if he could do that, to rise from the dead without any other helping hand, now that victorious conquering Jesus is for you tonight. You will rise. Out of that bondage, you will rise. Out of that sin, you will rise. Out of that evil, you will rise in Jesus' name. And now he rose. He rose with a new life, with a new nature. Because now, as the disciples closed the door, the risen Christ, he didn't knock at the door. He just entered. No door is closed to him anymore. And in your life, when Christ quickens you today, just keep on walking. Those closed doors will open. The door into joy, the door into peace, the door into satisfaction, the door into life eternal will open to you in Jesus' name. Now, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Dwell in you. Dwell where? That's a house. And this house had been occupied by Mr. So-and-so, Madam So-and-so. Now, the king, the president, wants to come and live in that house. All those people who were living there before, they flushed them out. And then, well, they might pay them their due, and they flush them out, and they clean the house. And all those personalities, small and great, that were there before, all of them, they are gone. Now, your heart, your body, is the temple, is the house that God now wants to live. Satan has to pack out. The demons have to pack out. Sickness has to come out. Tuberculosis has to come out. Cancer has to come out. Because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, wants to dwell now. And then when he comes and dwells in you, greater is he that lives and abides and dwells in you than he that is in the world. And they change all the keys and all the padlocks. And then the tenants that were there before, the man, the woman, madam that was there before, I forgot something. And comes out, the key in her hand cannot open the door anymore. Satan said, I forgot something. And he wants to come back to you. No way. He doesn't have the key anymore. The key he was using before, that key cannot work anymore. Because now Christ dwells in your heart, and the Spirit of God that raised him up dwells in your heart. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. We're coming back to what we lost. Joy is coming back to you. Peace is coming back to you. Forgiveness is coming. Freedom is coming. And then the King of Kings himself and the Lord of Lords himself is going to dwell and abide with you. And the moment he comes in, all the things that weakened your body before, all the things that deadened any part of your body before, you're quickened and made alive, and that sickness will vanish away in Jesus' name. I rejoice with you. Cancer, gone. Tuberculosis, gone. Blindness, gone. Deafness, gone. All the property of the devil taken away from your life tonight in Jesus' name. The great question you must answer. Then there is the gracious qualifier everyone should accept, and the glorious quickening everyone can appropriate. There's no exception tonight. Everyone. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord has come from heaven to do you good. He has come to qualify you for heaven. He has come to take away the guilt of your sin. He has come to take away the condemnation. He has come to take away the accusation of Satan against your life. And he has come and he says, you know, I'm the only one, the only way. How will you escape if you neglect this salvation? He comes to qualify you. As you want the forgiveness of the Lord, total forgiveness, perfect forgiveness, an irreversible, irrevocable forgiveness, as you want the forgiveness and the freedom and the salvation of the Lord tonight, where are you? Raise up that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise up the hand. Raise it up very well. To my right, to my left, to the front of me, and at the back. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord has seen your hand, and He is here for you today. He wants to give you that forgiveness that you cannot get in any other place. That so great salvation you could not have from any other one. He's come to give you today. As you are raising up your hand, please stand up. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord recognizes you right now. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Heaven smile on you. Heaven shine on you. Just get up now. Christ is right there to qualify you and to make you ready and to present you before the Heavenly Father. Dear friend online, dear friend in any country, anywhere you are now, the favor of the Lord is available for you. The goodness of the Lord, the grace of God is available for you. Just raise up your hand and stand up and say, Lord, here am I. Now, this is the quickening that we appropriate. Just tell the Lord as you are standing up, say, Lord, I thank you. I realize you died for me. I realize you are the only one that can qualify me to come back to the joy and the peace and the contentment and the satisfaction that Adam and Eve lost. Thank you, Lord. I know you cannot reject me. You don't reject anyone. I give myself fully, without any reservation, unto you. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. You are a loving God, a merciful God, a quickening spirit. And Lord, you said, as we come, you receive every one of us. Receive all your children, all your creatures, all your people. Christ died for them, and they come to accept. They come to answer. They come to appropriate. Let your peace come into their hearts right now in Jesus' name. Let your peace come to them now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, your salvation will be there in every heart. Forgiveness for everyone. Freedom from everyone. Confirm it, Lord, in the life and the heart of everyone in Jesus' name. It is done. I am saved. Amen. The Lord confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. Our moderator tonight, please, you can come to help us.
You are welcome to the family. The Lord has saved you tonight. You are now born again. As you are giving your life to Christ, you are taking the best decision you have ever taken. Write your name clearly. Make sure you write your name in capital letters. Please, counselor, move around quickly and make sure nobody is left on counsel. You know, this night, you are taking the best decision in your life. You can't go back to lie. You can't steal again. You are a new person now. You can't go back. You cannot go back to Satan. Now that you are born again, write your name clearly, your correct address, your correct phone number, so that we can help you better and better. Remember, we have a special program for you. Launch with Jesus Christ. You'll be joining a new brand family. And I need to tell you, your life will never remain the same again. From this very moment, you are starting a new journey, a journey of no return, a journey of joy, a journey of happiness, a journey of holiness, a journey of righteousness. If you're on radio, you're on television listening to us tonight, and you are giving your life to Christ tonight, you have taken the best decision. That the greatest decision you have ever taken. We welcome you to this new family of Christ. You're on social media. You have done the right thing as well. Make sure from this moment forward, you contact us on this phone number I'm reading out, 091-5444-9263. You are not in Nigeria, you are in another country. You use our country code +234. Remember the country code +234. You are listening to us on radio, on television. You must know this, that on Sunday, the 2nd of January, we're having a special banquet for you, online and physical. You must not miss that special occasion, because our Father in the Lord will be very much delighted that you join us in this special banquet. After the miracle prayer tonight, I want to tell you there will be testimony. You are the first person to give your testimony tonight. Don't rush home. Stay where you are. If you are giving your name correctly tonight, you should start praying now. Remember, this is day 5, the day of power, the day of faith, the day of grace. There is something coming to you tonight. You must get ready. Just open your heart to God tonight. The man of God is coming. Power will be released from the throne of grace. Something will drop into your life. That is miracle. Counselor, we're waiting for you. As we are finished, just wave your hand here. From my left here, on my left, the front, if we are through with them, kindly indicate so that we know that we have settled the counseling and the miracle power will commence. If you are listening to us online, connected, pray now. Any moment from now, the power is coming your way. On YouTube, on Facebook, on our GS Facebook, and you are watching us now online, don't allow any distraction anywhere. Because any moment from now, the power is coming down from heaven. And you are the target for this miracle. This is your time. December must be December to be remembered by you. Pray. Counselor, we're waiting for you. Let's know what's going on. To my left here, counselor, if you are true, be ready now. The man of God is coming. Rise up on your feet. As we're expecting the man of God to release the power of God upon us all.
Praise the Lord. the five audience, praise the Lord. Anywhere you are, there's no exception tonight. God, through Christ, has qualified you for miracle already. And the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, he dwells in you now. He will walk from the inside and quicken your mortal body. We've had so many testimonies. On the first day, Tuesday, we received the testimony I told you yesterday, how in Ogun State here, an 87-year-old woman that slumped and died, and the people are crying already, and the children had gone wanting to bring a vehicle and take her to the mortuary, all of a sudden, like your miracle is sudden tonight. The Spirit of God came upon her. She woke up, started speaking in tongues, and saying, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, I pass that miracle to you. You felt the testimony tonight coming from a brethren online. How we're told in Ethiopia, far away, yesterday, the power of God came upon that woman. Also, they had already called the undertakers that will pick her body and take her to the mortuary. And while they left looking for vehicle and the undertakers came, prayer was going on here. I didn't hear you. And then that prayer touched her. She got up. She went to the restroom. And while she went, undertakers came. They wanted to pick a dead body. They didn't find her. Sickness will not find you. Messengers of Satan will not find you. And then when she finished from there, she was walking back as if nothing had happened. You'll be going back tonight as if nothing had happened. When they saw her, they thought they saw a ghost. They ran. She said, I am. I got up. If you believe in Jesus too, you'll get up. It's coming your way. Power coming your way. Tonight, as we mention the name of Jesus, against your problem, against your infirmity, healing, deliverance, power, liberation, miracle will come to you in Jesus' name. Raise up that hand and touch the other place you have the problem. Father, in Jesus' name, we know that you're always there. You are God, you change not. Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray, Lord, come in your power. Come in your fullness. And touch everyone and heal everyone in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, be healed. Cancer, be healed. Ulcer, be healed. Brain problem, be healed. Swelling, be healed. Elephantiasis, be removed. Every pain, every yoke, you are taking away in Jesus' name. Any part of your body, from the head to the neck, to the chest, to the tummy, to your bones, to your blood system, all through down to your feet. I pray the quickening power of the Spirit of God will come upon you right now. You are delivered. Whatever miracle you are expecting has been given unto you right now. Thank you, Lord, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. You have got it. You have got it. Check up. And as you see the miracle come, what you could not do before, you can do now. The miracle power is on you already.
What you cannot do before, you can do it now. You are blind before now, you can see, open your eyes clearly and you begin to see. You are lame before now, you can rise up and begin to walk. The miracle power of God has touched your life now. All crutches, everything now, the Lord has touched you, the Lord has ministered unto you.